Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awaken to Happiness Now. Thank you so much for being here with us. And I'm so excited because my good friend Amy Flynn is here with us. Amy Flynn and the Collective are here with us today. And we are going to be talking about your holographic universe, the powerful current energy of change. And you know we're going through a lot of change. And activate the vibration of receiving and thriving. And this is definitely the time to to be doing that even more so, especially with this new supermoon energy, you know, the 11-11 portal, there's another portal on the 22nd. There's just so much happening right now that it's a great time to activate that vibration of receiving and thriving, because we're receiving these energies too, right? These powerful energies, and receiving the good parts of them. are they all good? Okay, we'll talk about that too, maybe. So Amy and the Collective are joining us for a very special session, special high-frequency multidimensional energy and activations. And this very powerful session will be filled with highly charged activated energy, which will align you with frequencies to activate your ability to receive. And so you'll discover how your powerful vibration is the architect of your reality. So pay close attention to that, because we are creating our reality in every moment, as you know. And so we want to be able to harness and activate and attract the highest possible vibration so that we can actually start to receive more of what we would desire. And Amy has been receiving lots of information for everyone that she'll be sharing with us during this call today. And of course, every call with Amy is always super fun and joyful and loaded with high frequency energy that you can actually feel during the call, as well as so much wisdom and insights, not just from the collective, but, you know, from herself as well. So she's going to share about love, abundance, joy, and clarity, that is who you truly are. And so, you know, sometimes we would like to tap into that, the energy of clarity, right? So maybe Amy can tell us a little bit about that. And we're going to learn how you and your vibration hold the keys to unlock your wealth and your thriving, and discover how you turn over your vibration to outside circumstances. You know, the past week was difficult for a lot of you, I know. So discover how you turn over your vibration to outside circumstances and situations and block the powerful you from showing up, and see how to tune yourself and tap yourself into infinite power, the infinite power within, to amplify your ideal vibrational tone. And your unique tone draws clarity, abundance, and wealth to you, so you can experience magnificent, joyful, and abundant fifth dimensional living. So we're going to activate your ability to infinitely receive as the whole magnificent you. And this session will also be filled with powerful energy activations and vibrational tuning throughout, along with we're going to be receiving a special guided energy transmission activation with the collective. And Amy and the collective will be taking live questions and tuning everyone to their divine frequency, receiving frequency during the session. So it's like, wow, there's a lot. We'll be doing a lot during this call, as well as we're going to get a peek into what the collective say the energy of 2017 holds for us. I'm particularly interested in that as well. And so for those of you who don't know Amy, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. Amy has been with us for a long time. I think since the beginning, I'm not sure anymore. It's like time just goes by so fast, but it's always so much fun when Amy is here. There's always so much learning and insights and energy, and always so much fun. So Amy has been communing with and receiving unconditional love, wisdom, and guidance from non-physical source since early childhood, who she calls the collective. And throughout her life, this partnership with her non-physical part has manifested in many exciting twists and turns, with source saving her physical life more than once. And Amy embodies this loving source energy that is felt in the loving and joyful energy she radiates. So Amy quickly shifts people into a higher vibration of love to move and awaken them to remembering who they really are. So I'm so happy that Amy's with us today. Amy, welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much. Thank you for all those wonderful things and a great introduction. I appreciate it. Yes, we are going to be experiencing big energy. You can feel it. I can feel it. I'm already kind of bouncing around here with energy. Mm-hmm. It's like funny. Yes, I mean, it's, besides all the normal energy that I radiate, and you know, that just comes through me all the time. We have this wonderful big super moon, you know, very close moon, and we were talking about that, you know, just before the call, and so everybody is feeling that, and that the moon is affecting us in different ways because it affects the water in our bodies and the water in our brains with its magnetic and gravitational pull. So, you know, we could be feeling more emotional than normal, more tired than normal. There's just all sorts of ways that it could, more energized than normal. There's just all sorts of ways that it could show up. So I've suggested that everybody just be very forgiving of themselves if they act weird. And very patient with themselves. Yeah, because, I mean, it's like you could just be atypical, you know, not like your normal self. Yeah, so, and our tendency as human beings is to be really tough on ourselves. So that doesn't really serve us, but we do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we also tend to judge ourselves tremendously. So, again, that doesn't serve us, but we do that.
We do it, yep. And it's just a habit, right, that we have to, you know, change that habit.
It's something that we've learned because we're brought up into a world that's a judgmental world. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. our world is still a very judgmental world. And no matter how much we try not to judge, we're always finding ourselves, our little minds, judging. It's hard to look at something and not have a thought about it. And if you listen to that thought or pay attention to that thought, you'll notice it is a judgmental thought. Oh, that's good. That's bad. That's rough. That's, you know, that's right. Yeah. That's wrong. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. But we do. And we would be much better off if we could just say, oh, okay, I embrace whatever's here, you know, in not necessarily in those words, but energetically, and just allow whatever shows up to be there without deciding it's either good or bad, right or wrong, or we want something else, and, you know, all that. But we are what we are. I'm going to talk about that because there's a whole bunch of us, a whole bunch more of us that we are that we don't live in our, you know, moment by moment, you know, day or existence that we can live. So anyway, I was going to invite everyone to do some tail wagging first to really get themselves into a really nice high vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to do some tail wagging, Shefali?
It always makes me laugh. I'm doing it in my chair, actually. So.
Okay, yeah, you can do it in your chair. Otherwise, I would say everybody stand up and stick your butt out behind you a little bit. And just start swinging it back and forth, like you're wagging, wiggy-waggy, wiggy-waggy. And now just speed it up. Just keep going faster, like wiggy-waggy, 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 until you can't go any faster. Like imagine you're a dog so happy because your owner is here. It's like they come home and they just wag, 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 and literally wag your tail like as fast as you possibly can. You do have an energy tail. We do have an energy tail. And we can wag it, and it will just drive our energy right up. So if you do that, it's like, and it's just a fun, fun, fun energy lift. And the thing that's really cool about tail wagging is it's really instant, and you can do it anytime. I wouldn't recommend doing it in the middle of a crowded room or in the middle of an office or in the middle of walking down the street. But, you know, just go somewhere, you know, by yourself and wag your tail for a few seconds and you're good.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a great way to shift your energy, isn't it?
It is. It's a total energy shift and reset, and it's great. I mean, if you get bogged down in some, like, heavy energy or just feeling kind of, like, stuck or cranky at the moment, and it's really great, too, if you're feeling overtired, just wag your tail for a few seconds and you are good to go.
Yes, I agree.
It's great. It's like taking a quick energy shower.
I should have done that earlier when I was feeling tired. It's like, oh, I should.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The thing is to remember remember that we can do it, that we have it right there. So to do.
Perfect.
So,
thank you.
Yeah. So you had brought up a couple of things in the intro and that I was going to talk about. And you mentioned a couple of other things that were really kind of cool. And I didn't write them down. Do you remember what they were?
No.
Oh,
you're so funny. No, I don't remember anything that I talk about when it just comes out of my mouth. It's never practiced. It's like, oh, no.
I was thinking as you were saying, I said, oh, that's really great. Yeah, let's talk about that. But I didn't, like, make a note or anything, and now I can't remember what they were. I guess maybe they'll just show up.
They'll show up. They will. They'll actually show up during the call, so it's okay. And one thing I forgot to mention once we went live is, we already have somebody. Let me see how many. We already have people with their hands raised, and we already have questions on the Q&A. But I forgot to mention
it. Oh, that's wonderful. That's
To mention it when we went live. So you can hit *2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A to ask your questions of Amy and the collective. So,
That's great. Well, right now I want everyone to kind of get like energetically open. Mm-hmm. That means I would say take a deep breath and just imagine yourself like, you know, open. This is an image that just came to me now, so obviously it's channeling through. Imagine that you've got all these pores on your skin, which you do, but imagine that you can open them wider, you know, and like little holes all over you.
Mm-hmm.
And just imagine yourself opening these pores so that this energy that we're streaming now, this activated energy and this very nice high-frequency energy can come in. It can all just pour into you and fill you up. So just kind of get, you know, feel yourself opening up and opening up all these little pores so that you can receive all of this yummy, yummy energy as we go through the call. And as we talk, this is just going to be ongoing in the background. There'll be other energy too, but this is always on.
Perfect.
Always on energy.
So, I love that.
So
thank
just
you.
Kind of, yeah. So just allow yourself to feel that. So, all right. So I wanted to talk about many things, some of which is your vibration, your energy, and how you create your experience with it, and mm-hmm. also how you tend to turn your vibration over to your outside circumstances. In other words, that another way of saying that is you tend to react as opposed to choosing your vibration and then standing in that. And it's so interesting because human beings are like amazingly big and powerful beings. But we don't act like we are. We don't interact with each other like we are. We don't act like we are. And we have all of these emotions that, in comparison to who we are really relatively small. And we tend to think of ourselves as the physical part that we know. And the physical part that we know is very reactive. And also only tends to be and react with what it perceives as the physical reality. So now I'm going to kind of like wipe all that out. And I don't know how many people ever watch Star Trek. Did you ever watch Star Trek, Shefali?
Of course I did.
Okay.
I'm definitely a Trekkie for sure.
Yep, me too. And if you remember from the Next Generation forward in all of them, they had the holodeck.
Yes.
The holodeck is great because the holodeck is just a room, and it really was just a plain room. But what happened is they would go and they would enter, before they walked in the room, they'd enter what they wanted. So they'd enter their desire, their intention. They basically would create their reality by punching in some codes on the little door programming thing. Mm-hmm. And then the door would open and they'd walk into a world. Now, what if for a moment you just kind of took a step back and recognized or realized that you are doing the same thing with your life, that the world that you're living in, you basically are programming. You programmed it. You set up the little hologram, and so now you're living in it. You might as well enjoy it because you know, you set that hologram up, and you can change it. It can be changed. It can be changed radically by literally making it, you know, literally shifting it like 180 degrees in an instant. That tends to be harder on us than to let it just kind of evolve naturally. It's like steering a speedboat versus steering a large, you know, ocean liner. The ocean liner turns around really slowly. It can't turn like a sharp U-turn, whereas the speedboat can. And it actually crosses over its own wake, and it's very bouncy and splashy. But the ocean liner doesn't do that. The ocean liner is very smooth with its turn, but it's just a lot less obvious that it's turning until you finally are turned. We tend to turn in our lives more like ocean liners most of the time, which is fine. But that means we have to keep up the face in between. We look for it, the experience to be as if we were turning like a speedboat, but we don't. And so when we don't see something instantly or really quickly, we get disillusioned and disappointed, which is almost like letting go of the wheel, so we kind of stop the turn and drift back. So what we want to do is we want to keep the turn happening, and we want to have faith that we are turning. And how we turn as a human being, our wheel is our emotions, our emotional energy, because our emotions are frequencies. And they're frequencies that can be felt in the body. So they're feelings in the body. And the way that we tell how we're feeling and how we're directing our big ocean liner, which is us, is how we feel in our solar plexus area. In our solar plexus area, we tend to feel two basic types of feelings. It could be many emotions, but they tend to come down to two feelings, visceral feelings. And the feeling is contraction or expansion. So I'll just describe each one and, you know, really quickly. And I know that you're going to be familiar with them because as a human being, you feel them all the time. You do. We can't get away from this. So in our solar plexus, our gut, we feel either contracted energy. If you imagine that in the middle of you, in the middle of your gut, is the Mid-Atlantic Rift. Okay, you've got like the Mid-Atlantic Rift there. Well, in the Mid-Atlantic Rift, energy or matter, you know, whatever you want to call it, molten lava, is coming out, and the Atlantic Ocean's widening. But we're going to have a flexible rift. So, in other words, our rift can go both directions. So, if we have this rift, this line. Okay, this like seam, line, whatever you want to call it, down the middle of us. In our solar plexus center, we will feel like either the energy is pulling inward and coming back into that center line, collapsing in on itself. So we'll feel a tightness. We might even feel a knot in our gut. That's how we describe it a lot. But if you really like go to see what that feels like, you'll notice it feels like energy is pulling in and folding in on itself. And our body is tight. Our muscles are tight. We don't feel relaxed. Our emotions aren't happy. And if you look in the mirror, you probably have a furrow in your eyebrows, in your forehead, and you don't really look happy and relaxed. You kind of look scrunched up. Everything is just kind of scrunched up and pulling towards the center. So that's one feeling. That's a contracted feeling. The expansive feeling is when you feel in that center there, that line, like everything is pouring out. This is more similar to what actually happens in the Mid-Atlantic Rift. It's actually growing, and the energy is coming out of the center, pouring out, and you're getting bigger. So you feel this energy literally flowing out from your center and outward. You usually feel warmer, and you feel very relaxed. Your muscles aren't tight. And you actually can feel a very warm, expansive feeling in your gut. And the energy feels good. Your body's relaxed. And if you look in the mirror, you notice that there's probably a little smile on your face. You definitely don't have the scrunched up, furrowed brow and all that. And you're more relaxed in your whole movement. And you're thinking also. So most of the time, we tend to live in the contracted energy, believe it or not, even though our natural state is the expansive energy. Why we live in this contracted energy is because we're reactive beings. we react to what is already here. Now, what is already here, most people don't really think about this consciously. They might know it, like, oh, yeah, I know that. But they don't live as if it's so. What you're experiencing, what is here now that you're reacting to, is a byproduct or a result of your former energy, your former vibrational state, and the former vibrational states of a lot of beings. But your actual universe, your actual world, is the holographic program that you set already, not the new one. And what you are feeling and vibrating now, the energy that you're holding now, is what's setting and programming your reality for your next moments, your future moments, the close moments and the further away moments. It's all in how you're feeling now. So when we're being reactive, what we're doing is we are ensuring that we continue the same reality that we're experiencing. Now, most people have heard this before, but they don't really see how they're doing it, and they don't know how to stop doing it. And it's not that difficult, but you have to really consciously choose to do it, because the natural propensity, tendency, is to be reactive. So what what happened, how you change it, is you decide to feel differently. You decide that you're going to feel how you would feel with a reality that you prefer or that you want to be living now. So the challenge is that you're not seeing any evidence of this reality yet. So you have to step beyond the reactive tendency into a conscious choosing tendency, conscious choice, where you choose the feelings that are in your body. So, and we can do that. The feelings that we feel in our body, the expansion or the contraction, and the emotions that go along with those, are a choice. They are a choice. We don't necessarily think they're a choice, because so often we just do them by blind reaction. We're not even aware that we can choose them. We can choose them, and we can cheat. That's the good part. So if you want to experience certain things in your reality that are great, like you want to experience abundance, you want to experience great health and feeling energized, you want to experience a wonderful relationship, you want to experience all of these wonderful things in your life, you want to experience blissful and easy holiday season, you know, holiday mm-hmm. seasons with families don't necessarily always tend to be that way, because it's family. So, and if anyone can push buttons for each other, it's family. So, but what the thing that all of the things that you want to experience have in common is this very open, expansive vibration, and it's the vibrational energy, the emotional energy of joy, of profound gratitude. That's not fake gratitude. That's not like, oh, I'm grateful for it. It's profound gratitude is felt throughout your body. When you're feeling the gratitude, it's like reverberating through your whole body. You feel the vibration of it and the energy of it. Appreciation, which is similar to gratitude, but is slightly different. Joy. I don't know if I said joy. Mm-hmm. I guess I said joy. I don't even know.
Yeah.
But, okay. So all of these types of very expansive, good-feeling emotions, emotional energy, are what tunes you to this very open, expansive vibration. And that vibration, in its openness, allows you to receive, sets you up to receive, and allows you to receive the reality, your new reality, we'll call it, the reality that you've been wanting. Now, where it gets tricky is human beings tend to keep looking. It's like, is it here yet? And they keep checking. And if they don't see enough evidence of it or any evidence of it showing up, then people tend to check pretty right away. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I've been feeling good for an hour. What's happening? And as soon as you check, you've immediately pushed yourself back into the closed vibration, because you're coming from a vibration of lack. You can't be looking for something and seeing, is it here yet, without standing in the vibration of it not being here. And when something's not here, you're lacking it, which is essentially the vibration of lack. The vibration of lack, I mean, if you just even think of the word lack, we all can get a sense of lack, you know, lack of something that we want. It doesn't feel good. We can instantly feel it doesn't feel good. We can instantly feel that contracted energy starting to tighten up in our body. So we have to train ourselves to have faith and to trust in the laws of energy and to trust in that everything is here for us. It's just us aligning, attuning with the expansive energy of it, and to know in our hearts that if we're wanting and desiring something that we're considering better or an improvement on what we've got, it's always a more expansive energy. I mean, people don't think about these things, but it is. It's always, we always want to move to a more expansive energy, a higher frequency. I don't know anyone that wants to move to a worse situation.
No.
Do you?
No.
Right. And I don't know anyone that wants to move to feeling worse either, feeling worse emotionally, feeling worse physically. We don't want to move to feeling worse or being worse off. We all want to move to better, to an improvement. We all want to move to feeling better and having this more improved energy, this higher vibration. So knowing that, we have to focus on holding that, because in all of everything that exists, it's always energy first. It never stops being energy. And this is what throws people. We never have a solid physical world in the sense that we think of something as solid. It's always energy, and it's always evolving, and it's always changing. It just may be the change and the energetic evolution and flow is so slow and subtle that we don't perceive it with our physical senses. So we say, oh, that's just a fixed reality. This is just the way that it is. It's solid. But know that it's not, and know that what is here is always, always a reflection of the vibration. So it happens in nature. See, nature is lucky because nature doesn't have a judgmental mind. Nature doesn't have impatience. Thank goodness, because nature shifts very slowly, way more slowly than us. We can shift really quickly, but nature shifts very slowly. Even the lifeblood in a tree moves really slow. We're talking like an inch or less per every like 4 hours or something. Maybe it's even slower than that. So because there is actually a lifeblood within trees and plants, like we have, you know, blood and lymph within our body, our liquid life fluids, lifeblood. But ours moves quickly. Ours is, you know, pulsing around, moving around our body quickly. And it's just a reflection of us as being very quick energy shifters. And most of us don't live like that, but we are. We are very quick energy shifters, and we can shift our experience very quickly. But it does ask that we hold the new vibration. And these are positive emotions, and we can feel the expansive feeling in our solar plexus to see how what we're really doing. We can't lie to ourselves on that, because our body will always tell us the truth about how we're actually feeling. So if we just hold that a while and abandon the checking, you know, is it here yet? How am I doing? What's happening? If we can just step away from that and just concentrate on the feeling good, things will start to shift for us, and our reality will start to reflect the new energy that we're holding. Now, we're definitely getting, it's being made easier by the energy that's flowing all around us and in, you know, to the planet now, because we are part of Source. Everything's part of Source. We're not separate from Source. We are actually Source. We're an aspect of Source expressed here. Each person is an individualized aspect, an extension of Source. And there's only one Source consciousness. So we're all very, very connected and related. And that's why if one part of the world is not feeling good, it tends to kind of spread. Other people in the world, you know, other areas in the world start to not feel good too. And so we all kind of need to be uplifted together. And Source is always happy. Source is always joyful. And Source doesn't hold the negative contracted energy. Source is always expanding, always becoming more. And so the more that we can tune into this part of ourselves, the better we will feel. And we can tune in through doing lots of things. We can tune in just by hanging out in nature, hugging a tree. We can tune in by interacting with animals, because they tend to hold this frequency much more easily than we do, because, again, they don't have that same type of rational brain that we have. So they don't react in the same way emotionally that we do. Even though we tend to think that they do, they don't. And you can read something that makes you feel good. You can watch something that makes you feel good. You can meditate. I mean, there's so many different ways that we can improve our vibration and how we're feeling. The key is to keep checking in. Check in with how you're feeling in your gut. Because then you know, okay, how am I feeling? How is my energy? And focus on feeling good and getting into that expansive energy. And the thing that's really, really, really cool is the more that you're in the expansive energy, the more you're going to be connecting to the larger Source part of you, and you're going to start to receive guidance from Source. You're going to start to receive inspired ideas, inspired thoughts. You might be in a situation that you don't like, that you want to change, you want to shift. Well, if you can get your frequency higher into this joy, appreciation, gratitude, through whatever means it takes. Remember, you can cheat. And the best thing is to not be on the topic that you want to change, because that topic you tend to hold a lower vibration on. That's why it is as it is. So you got to use other things that are easy for you to feel good about. So it's how you feel, not what you're focusing on. So that's key. So the more that you can feel good and be in this expansive energy, the more you're going to receive ideas, inspired thoughts, and guidance. And the guidance will be about shifting your whole reality experience to an improved one. Ideas will come out of the blue. You might, physical things might come out of the blue, too. And they'll seem like they're coming out of the blue, but the thing is, they were always there. They were always there and yours. It's just that your vibrational tone, your frequency, was not in alignment with them, so you couldn't see them and you couldn't receive them. So I don't know if I said too much here, but I'll just kind of distill it down. Everything that you have been wanting is already yours. Your wanting makes it yours already. So your asking already brings it to you, but it's vibrationally yours. You want to now bring it into your actual, what you consider your physical or your perceived experience. Mm-hmm. How you do that is you have to align with the vibration of what you've been asking for, the improvement, not the vibration of what you have perceived before and what you are perceiving around you. So you can't look at your, what you call, reality and react to it. You have to be with and be holding the eager anticipation and the experience of your asked for reality. And if you can remind yourself that both are really just truly energy realities, one is not more solid than the other, then it's easier. It's easier.
So, Amy, can I just ask a really quick question here?
Yes. Yes.
So you're talking about aligning with the new energy or the energy of what you want, right?
Yes.
Instead of the energy of not having, but the energy of having whatever it is that you want, right? How do you do that? Like, let's say you want something like, I don't know, a new relationship, and you're not in or a better relationship and you're not in a good relationship right now, how do you align with the energy of a better relationship when you've never experienced it before?
Okay. Well, every person is smart enough to know that if you want something, and if it's like a relationship or a better living situation or more money or better health, it's always because you're going to feel better when you have it. It's an improvement. You don't want an unimprovement. You don't want to go in the reverse direction. No one wants that. Mm-hmm. So if it's an improvement, then you have to then imagine, how would that feel? So if I want a relationship, how would I feel feeling? Emotions, what emotions would I be feeling? How would I be feeling in my body? Mm-hmm. Now, remember I said that there's only really two energy feelings in your body, expansive and contraction. So if you're moving into a better situation and feeling, you know, an improvement, you're going to be feeling expansive energy in your gut. So you know that you'd be feeling this expansive energy, and you know that you'd be feeling happy, joyful, really grateful, appreciative. So you know that you'd be feeling these things with the relationship. So even if you don't know and have a reference point to this is, you know, what the actual relationship feels like, you know that those feelings would be there within you if you had that improved situation. So then the trick is to bring yourself into alignment with or feeling those feelings. So you don't need the relationship to do that. There's lots of things that you can that will empower you to feel more joyful, happier, that you can feel really grateful about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tons of them. So your job then becomes looking for things that you can appreciate, truly appreciate in your moments, things that can really make you feel happy and generate that happiness within you. The collective actually set through process, a little meditative process called the instant joy process, and it generates the energy of joy right there in your solar plexus. And you feel that totally opening up. That's what you want to feel. You want to feel that higher frequency, joyful, happy, grateful, emotional energy flowing within you. And that's all you need to do. When you're in that emotional vibrational state, when you're holding these higher vibrations, you're opening up a channel. You're opening up this door to receiving what you've been asking for. But how it shows up is it doesn't just usually show up, boom, here I am. It shows up as a path, a pathway to it. And the reason why it shows up as a pathway is because you're not ready yet to receive it. So if you wanted a relationship and you managed to hold these vibrations, and then just imagine that the ideal relationship just appeared at your door, knock, knock, someone's there, you open the door, you still wouldn't be ready to recognize that person and embrace that relationship. It's too far away vibrationally from where you have been. So what happens is it's a path. Now, your path can be long and winding or shorter. What determines how long or short it is your ability to hold the high frequency emotional energy and vibrations. Mm-hmm. If you're really good at it, if you can manage to stay in the feeling good vibrations and the expansive energy nearly all of the time or more of the time, your path will be shorter than if you only manage to do it for 5 minutes a day and then move back into the contracted energy. And also staying away from the checking up. Which is the lack vibration. You have to discipline yourself to stop looking to see if it's here already, because every time you do that, it's like you start back at the beginning. It's like, oh, it's not here. You're back in that noticing it's not there, lack vibration, and you go right back to the beginning, and you have to start all over again. So the more that you can be disciplined and pay attention to how you're feeling and how you're focusing your attention, then that is how you do it. So you don't magically need to do anything, because you will receive. I mean, you don't have to, I shouldn't say, you don't need to think of what to do, because you will receive inspired guidance and ideas. So the more that you can hold these higher frequencies, excuse me a minute, the more that you can hold these higher frequencies and higher good feeling emotions, the more you're going to become aware of receiving inspired ideas and thoughts. Now, the way to distinguish between your mind giving you a thought and trying and out of an impatience and receiving inspired source guidance and really truly inspired ideas is to check and see how are you feeling at the time when you received them. So if you're feeling joyful and really grateful and appreciative and happy and relaxed and you're feeling the energy being very expansive within you and you get an idea, mm-hmm. that idea is a source, it's an inspiration from source. It's inspired guidance, and you should follow that idea. Whatever it is, follow it, even if it seems kind of like a little strange. If you receive an idea and you check how you're feeling and you're feeling worried or concerned or you're noticing something that you want isn't here and you're feeling pressure because it's not here, oh, I got to get this done before it has to happen, you know. And you get ideas then, that's your mind, you know, scrambling to try and come up with something to do. Those ideas are not going to lead you to anything fruitful. They're not going to lead you to where you want to go. So it's really a matter of how you're feeling and the vibration and frequency that you're holding. So in any situation, and we always want improvement, so I can't say, well, when do you want improvement? Because we're always wanting improvement. That's just the nature of us. We are expanding beings. And expansion, another way to say expansion, is a desire for more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why all those marketing people always put new, improved on every product, and we go buy it. Oh, it's more. New, improved, more, better, you know.
Yeah.
It really is the same thing, but they just know that that's what attracts us. So in life, that's what we're doing. We're always wanting more. Even when we get what we want, within a very short time, we want more. We want an improvement because it's just who we are. We are always expanding beings. We're always an expanding energy because that's what source is, and we are source. So the key and the only thing that you need to focus on and be aware of is how you're feeling. You really need to tune into how you're feeling, what you're focusing your attention on, and establish a really, really good, solid relationship with your gut, with your solar plexus, and that little measuring barometer, if you want to call it that, that lives in there that tells you your energy is expansive, your energy is contractive, the energy is caving in on itself, the energy is feeling expansive. The more that you can tune into that and feel that, then you will have guidance as to how you're feeling, and then you'll be able to then, if you're feeling contractive energy, you can, and if you've gone too far down that path of getting all knotted up in the contractive energy, then just let it go for the day. Just say, okay, that's fine. I'll do better tomorrow. And you can just, you know, relax, stop trying to do something and make things happen, you know, because you're just creating more out of this contractive energy, and it's not going to be anything that you want. So just be with the fact that you're in this contractive energy, forgive yourself, love yourself, do something loving, maybe take a little break, you know, do a nature break, take a nap, whatever. That will actually refresh your energy and your vibration, and you'll actually be able to move into a more open vibrational state. But the key is to not be hard on yourself or get down on yourself if you notice that you're in a contractive energy, because we tend to do that. Again, going back to what I said in the beginning, because we tend to be judgmental beings. So we need to recognize that we tend to be judgmental beings. We are judgmental beings, and the first thing that we judge is ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We judge ourselves.
Yep.
And harshly.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be more loving towards ourselves, more appreciative towards ourselves, and that and the world, and things will just work out. It's really, you know, and I know I've shared this before because the collective have always loved this analogy. It's very much like a radio tuner. If you could accept that you're just a big giant radio tuner, you know, tuner,
mm-hmm.
and you're also a receiver.
Yes.
So you're a radio tuner receiver. You know those old kind of ones that kind of they stand alone that, you know, used to be like a box?
Yeah.
You know, now we all have these things in our phones and we have all this, you know. So I'm not, even though a phone is a receiver and a tuner, but it's easier if you think of it as a standalone unit. So that standalone unit, you know, you would be able to tune into different stations by pushing buttons and whatever and tuning to whatever you wanted to tune to. And then that little box would then receive what's on that frequency. So let's say you wanted to hear what's on 101.3. So you tune your little device to 101.3, and now you're receiving the frequencies at 101.3. Now, if you don't like what's on 101.3, then you change the frequency, you change the tuning to 107.9 or 98.2, whatever. You don't call up 101.3 and yell at the DJs and tell them to change their programming. I don't like what you're putting out. It doesn't work for me. It's really getting me annoyed, and I don't like how it sounds. Change it. I'm requesting that you play music like that other station now. They're going to hang up on you. They're totally going to hang up on you, or they're going to say, well, change your station. Tune to that one. And then they'll hang up. It's the same in life. But we don't think of it that way. We think, I don't like my experience right now. I don't like how I'm feeling. And then what we do is we keep saying, I want to change it. I want to change it. I don't like this. But we keep tuning to the same frequency that has brought us the current situation that we don't like. Whereas what we need to do is change our tuning, because what we would want to experience and how we want to feel is at a different frequency. And the way that we change tuning, we don't have a big button on us or a dial. You could imagine that you do if you want, if it's helpful. But the way that we turn our dial and change our tuning is with our emotions, with our feeling emotions. So if we want to feel better, we want to receive what's playing on a different station in our life, we have to tune to that different station. Now, we also have to know and realize that when we're tuned to that station, we will feel this way. We will feel good. We will be happy and appreciative, and we might be bopping around and all that and loving what's flowing to us. So how we tune to the station, because we don't have buttons on us, is to feel that way first. Now, that's where it gets tricky for most people, because you have no evidence to support why you should be feeling that way. But that's how you tune. So if you can just accept, if everyone can just accept how I tune my frequency to the new reality that I want, to the better improvement, is to feel the feelings that I would be feeling if I had that new reality, if I could see it right now, if I were living it right now. If I can feel those feelings, for every moment that I'm feeling those feelings, I'm tuning to that new reality. So that is your job, is to focus on whatever it takes. And this is where the cheating comes in, because you don't have to, it doesn't have to be something that you're experiencing in your reality. It can be through meditation, it can be through imagination, it can be through hugging trees, playing with animals or babies. I mean, it can be anything that changes your frequency and your emotions to the emotions that you'd be feeling if you had that improvement in your life. So we're lucky because we get to cheat.
Yes.
We get to cheat to change our tuning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, really all it is. It's very simple and basic. Why it's complicated is because we have this tendency to really look at what's in front of us and get really stuck on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I want to emphasize is the energy nature of everything, and that everything is always in flow and flux. So even though your reality around you seems fixed and solid, it is not. It is always energy, and it's always flowing. It's just that this part of the river, it's a slower current, so it's not so obvious to your physical eyes. but you can feel it energetically. You can feel it. I mean, all of us are energetically tuned, and some of us are more sensitive energetically. And I know that you are, Shefali, and I know that many of your listeners are. And so you can feel, you know, energy moving within you at any given time. And you can feel the feeling of the energy of what you're experiencing around you. And you can feel it shifting and flowing. It's not, it doesn't just sit there as one dead energy. It's alive.
Yeah, it's always flowing.
Yeah, it's always flowing. And that, and so all the things that you look at around you, the desk, the table, the chairs, the floor, the ceiling, the windows, the trees, whatever might be around you, it's not fixed, solid energy. It is actually in flow and flux. So if we can accept that, then maybe we can be a little less stuck on looking at it and just reacting to it.
Mm-hmm.
If we, then maybe we can embrace, oh, this is just a temporary moment in an overall larger flow.
But sometimes those temporary moments seem like a long time.
Yes, okay. Yes, they can. And what makes them longer is our attention to them.
Mm-hmm.
So because what happens every time we give our attention and focus on something, we recreate it. So if we could be forward-looking beings, if we could stand where we are now and constantly look forward and constantly be feeling the emotions of an improvement, we would be moving along at rapid pace. We would, our reality would not seem to move slowly. It would not seem to change slowly. It would actually seem to change very quickly.
And also right now, too, with all the energies, you know, on the planet right now with all the supermoon and all the different portals, any energy, everything is moving a lot faster. It's more intense. It's moving fast. And we really have to pay attention to our thoughts and our feelings right now so that we can stay in that higher vibration.
Yes. And the thing where that flows us is because it's moving so fast and it is so intensive, it can't, if we're holding a lower vibration or we're tired, which tends to bring on a more contractive energy, that fast-moving high vibration will feel uncomfortable to us. It will kind of throw us for a loop. And how we tend to react to what's uncomfortable or getting thrown for a loop is we contract.
Right.
Interesting. Yeah. So that throws us into more lousy feeling energy and more contractive energy. So we want to constantly be focusing, and it's an always ongoing focusing. We always want to be looking at how we're focusing, and we always want to be focusing on the more expansive, the better feeling emotions, the better feeling thoughts. You know, everything has two sides. In our physical expressed reality, you cannot have something that doesn't have both sides. So everything that you're experiencing also includes its opposite. So if you're not liking the experience that you're having, on the other side of that is what you want. It's right there. You can't have one side. There's no such thing as a one-sided coin. It just doesn't exist. So in experience, too, there's no such thing as a one-sided thing. So if you're experiencing one side and it's not the side that you like and it doesn't feel good to you, know with certainty that the other side, what you do want to experience, is right there. You just need to open up, raise your receptivity so that you're able to flip that energy and receive what's on the other side. One side of the, quote, coin is a lower frequency. The other side is a higher frequency. So one side is the contractive energy, and the other side is the expansive energy. And where you want to be tuning to is the expansive energy.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I love that. Yeah, thank you. That's a great analogy.
Because I know people always say, you know, I know that you hear this too all the time, everything that you want's already here for you.
Mm-hmm.
But no one really understands why. They think they have to take that in faith. But if you think about a coin, it kind of makes more sense. It's like both sides have to exist simultaneously in order for it to be here. So if you're experiencing one side, you have to know that the other side exists too, simultaneously. It's just which one are you tuning to? So your radio dial includes all of it. So what which are you tuning to?
Good point.
And there's no lock on your tuner. The only lock you're experiencing on your tuner is the one that you put there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Good point. Yep. Now, Amy, what happened to my screen here for a second? Hold on, one sec.
It decided it was going to go experience something better.
It wants to do something different. Okay. So now one of the things that I know that, you know, we're going to talk about your special offer in a minute. We're going to take some caller questions, and there's so much still left to do. But how can we purposefully create our personal wealth vibration?
Okay.
What does that mean? And is that a process, or is that what is that?
Okay, well, that's a really, really, really good question. It's actually a couple of questions. It's the same process, the same thing that I've been describing about frequencies and tuning. So your wealth vibration, what we consider a wealth vibration, if you think about it, what is wealth? It's more. It's having a lot of something, and that's something we identify as money or ability to do things. Because really, what's wealth? The ability to do what you want when you want to, essentially.
Yep.
And if you look realistically in our world today, there isn't so much money in use. It's a little energy beeps. It's electronic. It's digital, you know. Bitcoin is a currency that was created that never existed physically ever and never will. So you're really dealing, it's very obvious that you're dealing with energy if you look and pay attention. So wealth is a particular energy vibration, and it's a receptivity. On the other side of the wealth vibration, so let's talk about the two sides of the same thing. So the flip side of the wealth vibration is the lack vibration, or what we consider the poverty or the poor vibration. So if you're experiencing the lack vibration and you're experiencing poor or not having, you can be assured that you also have right there in the space with you the wealth vibration. It's just that your tuner is habitually tuned to the station, quote, the station in quotes, that's playing the lack vibration. So it's the same process, because this is the thing that's really cool. In our energetic universe, in source, there's only so many vibrations, so many, you know, energy, emotional vibrations. And there's different, like, grades of them, gradations of them, but there's just certain basic ones. So shifting to feeling the better feeling emotions, better feeling energy, is going to tune you. It's going to start to move your tuner toward experiencing through your senses the better feeling experiences or reality. It's really that simple. It works the same for everything. It works the same for wealth. It works the same for career. It works the same for relationships. It works the same for physical health. It's always the same. If people are observant and they pay attention and think about it, they'll notice that you get sick, like you get a cold or you get a sick when you're emotionally feeling down. You don't get sick when you're really happy and joyful and high-flying in your emotions. You just don't. So it's what comes into your reality and your experience is a reflection of the vibration that you're holding. So it really all comes back to being aware of how you're feeling, the energy is feeling in your body, and where you feel it, where we feel it the most. And it's the easiest for us to feel it is in the solar plexus or the gut. That's where we can feel it. That's where we feel the tightness or we feel the open relaxedness. So that's what you want to train yourself to do, to check in with that area. And then you want to find for yourself some go-to things, go-to focusing things that you can focus on that make you feel better. And like I said, you can cheat. And you should not use the subject that is the one that you're struggling with. So in other words, if wealth and money is the thing that you're struggling with, don't focus on feeling like you have $1 million because it's too, you can't. You're too habitually set or in the, around the vibration of money in the vibration of lack. So to try and do that, it's kind of like living a lie, and it's not going to feel genuine, really. It's not. It needs to be very genuine feeling. So know that it's, you can feel the feelings based on focusing on anything that makes you feel good. So if hanging out in nature feels good, or listening to particular music, or singing your heart out, or dancing, you know, around your room and around your home makes you feel really good, do that, because that's the same exact result. It shifts you, it tunes you to the station that is playing the wealth vibration. The station that's playing the wealth vibration is the station that's playing the vibration that feels better, that's happier, that's more appreciative, that's more grateful, that's more joyful. And there's many things that can get you there. So does that help? So the wealth,
yes,
if you can just
you.
Think
yes,
of the
absolutely.
Wealth vibration, the wealth vibration is a feeling better vibration. The wealth mm-hmm. vibration is a happy, joyful, free vibration. And then just look at in your life now, what can you focus on that you can feel really happy about, really grateful about, and free about.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be that you can, like, put on whatever clothes you can put on in the moment, or that you can skip around your home, and or you know, that you can choose what you want to listen to in the moment. You know, and so there's a lot of ways to focus. But the key is to focus and to not
yeah.
focus on the thing that is keeping you tuned to the lousy feeling thing. And
yeah.
to remember that if you're experiencing one side of the coin, which is like the lack of something,
mm-hmm.
that the other side has to be there. It already exists. It has to be there. It's just, what are you tuning to so that you're receiving? And a better, another way to look at receiving, I shouldn't say better, but another way, is perceiving.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've already received the whole vibration. In other words, if someone gives you a coin, you've already received the whole coin. You might be looking at one side of it sitting in your palm, but you've received the whole thing. So it's the same thing with what you want and the lack of what you want. You're looking at, you're perceiving one side. The
mm-hmm.
other side is already there. It's a matter of shifting your perception. And your perception is shifted by your vibrational energy.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
It really comes back to how you feel and your vibrational energy. And everyone, there's not a person alive who, with a moment or two of focusing and dropping their attention into their solar plexus area, in their gut,
mm-hmm.
you can put your hand over it, because that wherever you touch on your body, your attention will automatically go. So that's another way of helping you out and cheating a little bit. But cheating's good. Cheating is not bad. Cheating's good. So as long as it works, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So just if you touch your hand to your solar plexus, your attention will go there, and you'll know. You'll be able to tune in and see, oh, I could see my energy's pretty knotted up and tight there. Feels pretty contracted. And you also, you know, conversely will say, oh, my energy feels really good. It feels really expansive and good. So everyone can do that. And that's what you want to become aware of doing. That's what you want to start intentionally doing. And then you want to also start intentionally focusing on the emotions that feel good and using anything that helps you feel those emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest
Thank
will
you.
Just take care of itself. That's the thing.
Yeah.
The rest will take care of itself. You'll get inspired ideas. Things will come to you. And remember, it's a path. So you're not going to, it does happen, but more times than not, it's not that you in one day, you know, you go to sleep with this circumstance, and the next day you wake up and you open your door and there's a pile of money sitting there. It just, that does not usually happen. It can, but we have so much, so many belief systems and stuff in the way of that happening. It's not usually the way. We are much more like the slow-turning ocean tanker. We have a path that we follow along. But the path, we will be following the path, and we can be assured that we're on the path by staying in the better feeling emotions. And we'll notice along the way that things are improving. So
yes,
that's how we'll
absolutely.
Know that we're on the path. Things are improving. Maybe slow, maybe a little bit. You might find a penny on the ground or a quarter. You know, you might not open your door and have $1 million sitting outside there, but you might go out and there's, you know, a quarter or something on the ground. So things are, they're shifting. It's just that they're shifting slower. Everything always matches your vibrational tuning. And what your vibrational tuning is how much you're able to allow in and receive in the moment. So just be, optimism can't be overstated. Optimism is really, really key, because optimism is the same as saying, I know, I feel in my body with certainty that things are always working out for me, and I'm joyful, and I'm grateful about that. That's what optimism is. Pessimism is the opposite. Pessimism is the lack and the doubt that things are working out for you. And so you have to keep looking for evidence that they are, because you're doubting it. And unfortunately, pessimism, and as a lot of pessimistic people don't want to say they're pessimistic, so they say, I'm a realist. I'm... It's the same thing. Pessimism is the checking up on, because you don't really believe that things are working out for you. So that's just another thing. I mean, I'm putting there's so many different ways of saying it, but it really comes down to vibration. Now, I don't know if you've been feeling. Have you been feeling all the energy that I've been putting out there? Because I'm putting out this energy.
I was going to mention that a few minutes ago, because I tend to yawn a lot when there's a lot of energy. So I've been yawning a lot. Hopefully no one can hear me. But yes, I've definitely been feeling a lot of energy. I was going to mention that a few minutes ago.
Yeah, and I get very warm. And so I just had to, like, take off some clothes. I mean, I wore, like, layers, so I just took off this, like, fleece thing that I had on. Because I'm, like, warm. I'm warm. This energy is just, like, radiating off of me. It's so cool, because, like, when it gets really cold, all I have to do is, like, really channel this energy. And
exactly.
I just warm
it's great.
Up. Yeah. Yeah.
So I know, Amy, we have some people with their hands raised, and we have some questions on the Q&A, but I wanted to talk about your special offer first. Is this a good time? Do you want to take a few moments to do that now, or do you want to...
You know what? I'm thinking we should take a question, because I'm thinking that there's a question that's out there that's going to clarify something within the offer, and it will bring more clarity. That's the best way to put it.
And
more value to what is in the offer. So, yes, there's a question out there. And are you seeing phone numbers, or are you seeing typed-in questions?
Both. There's people with their hands raised, and there is questions on the Q&A.
Is there a question with a phone number that has the number 19 in it?
No.
19? No.
There's 9-1.
9-1?
Yeah.
Okay. Take that
okay.
one.
All right. So phone number ending in 2116. It starts with a 9-1, but 2116. I'm going to unmute you now. Hello.
Hi, Amy and Shefali. This is Kate. I'm in Arizona. And,
hi, Kate in Arizona.
Hi. Thank you so much. I'm trying to cheer myself up with your vibration, because I've just been going through a lot of relationships, like up and down. And
okay, pause for a moment, because I am sending you right now specific activated vibrations and activated energy for you. So as you're speaking, allow yourself to feel these things. Feel, in other words, tune to the energy that I'm sending, and let go a little bit of the energy of the pain of it. So as you're speaking about it, try and tune into the energy I'm sending you, okay? The yummy energy.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. just
been a difficult time with the relationship, and I think I have some sort of sabotaging energy that tries to push the relationship away because I'm not sure if it's right, and it's hard for me to stay in my heart, and then I create, you know, hurts and things for both of us, and it's just a
right, because you're sabotaging. Okay, so the good thing is you recognize your pattern. I mean, recognizing and seeing it is a major step. That's the first thing. And realize that what is underlying it is you want to have this wonderful and successful relationship. That's the thing that you want. And whether it's with the person that's in your life now or with another person, the thing that you want is a successful, wonderful, fulfilling, loving, blissful, joyful relationship, right? Am I right?
Yes, okay. And a family.
So, and what was that?
And a family. I'm 40, almost 42, and I've never been married, and I really want to have children. So.
Okay. All right, so you want the whole ball of wax.
Yeah.
All right, so that's fine. So that's what you know. Now, your job, okay, is to imagine. So you have times when you can be by yourself, you can be alone, you know, you're not with your partner or whatever, and especially if it's like where it's not working out, I'm sure that you're spending some more time apart or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on how that would feel. Your job is to imagine how delicious that would feel, how wonderful that would feel. Imagine your ideal relationship and your ideal family. See the image in your mind's eye. And the clearer you can see it, like a movie, write your own movie.
A quick second, Amy. I just wanted to tell everybody on the call, too, that this is not just for a relationship, but this could be for your career, this could be for your job, this could be for your health, anything, right?
Exactly. That is a very good thing to point out. Yes. So as you see it the way that you want it and you imagine it, feel it. The key is to feel it. Remember, I've been sharing that if you're experiencing one side, where the side that it's not here or the lack of it, you can be assured the other side is right here with you. It's just how you're tuning. You're just not tuning to the having side. You're tuning to the not having side. So the key to receiving what you want and experiencing what you want is to tune to the feeling of the having side. So that's your job. Now, if the relationship that you're in, now, I just want to point out, the relationship that you're in, it might not seem to be working out now, but if you successfully do this tuning, if you're able to do this and raise your vibration and feel the joy of having this wonderful relationship, one of two things will happen. That is, the relationship that you have now will start to shift and work out, and it will be as if magically your partner is going to show up it's almost like a different person. But it's not going to be about him. It's going to be about you and your vibration. So the other thing that might happen is that this is not the right relationship for you. This is not the relationship that's going to be the one that allows that reality that you're imagining to come into being, so the relationship will go away, creating the space for a new relationship, for the relationship to come in. But the good thing about the relationship that you're having is it will be a clarifying relationship. Whenever you're in a relationship that's not working out so well, and this also applies to anything, if you're in a situation like a job situation that's not working out so well, it's clarifying for you. It's bringing you clarity about what you don't want. And bringing you clarity about what you do want. Because when you're experiencing what you don't want or what you don't like, you are automatically coming up with what you would prefer. That's what you do want and what you do like. So appreciate it for the clarity that it's bringing you. So even in something that doesn't appear to be working out, there's a benefit and a gift for you. So if you can appreciate that gift, that's a big step to improving your vibration and moving into the space of being receptive to receiving the relationship that you want.
Thank you so much. That feels much better. And I'm just going to focus on love in a healthy relationship. And thank you so much.
Well, I would recommend that you do this in your imagination. Remember, in your imagination. Mm-hmm. So, and I also recommend that you get into a really joyful, almost a giddy, happy space before you do it. So,
wag your tail, Kate.
Yes.
Wag the tail is very good. Yes.
Yeah.
So wag your tail, you know, sit, go out in nature, you know, whatever it takes, play with an animal. Get yourself into a really happy, joyful, almost giddy vibration. And then just indulge yourself in some imagining time. Just imagine yourself. Go with it. You know, it's kind of almost like it's an indulgence because we think, we have to be focused on doing. No. Really indulge yourself. Give yourself the gift of this imagining time because this is the most important thing you can do in your life for anything is use that imagining, yummy imagining time. So just do that. Imagine that wonderful relationship and feel it. Really get into it. Imagine that you're in that. How would you feel? How does it feel? You have these little kids running around. You have this wonderful, you know, husband. How does it feel? Yum, 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 you know. Really feel the yum, yum, yum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. You're closer than you think. Okay?
Yes.
Just the key is to not be stuck on trying to look at something that's not showing up in a particular way and trying to make that show up differently. Because you can't turn the lackful, imagine again, just for clarity, the coin with the two sides. You can't turn the heads into the tails. You have to turn it over. It's the same thing with anything. You can't turn the lack of something into the having of the something. You have to change the vibration, turn it over.
Mm.
Because it's already here.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Kate.
All right. Well, that was good because that actually kind of did help because the package, my offer, is all about frequencies. It's all about shifting frequencies and coming into and opening up to the frequencies of having. So it's like really, really cool. It's shifting your vibration into alignment of all that you've been asking for. And if remember, I keep saying it's already here. It's like the heads and the tails on the coin. You can't have one side without the other. So if you have one side and you're not liking it, the other side that you want is here. It's just that you're looking at the side that you don't like.
Yeah.
And you have a habit of doing that. That's just the thing. You have a habit of looking. We do, for some reason. Human beings have a habit of looking at what we don't like. I mean, it's like we drive down the road, there's a car accident. We all look at it. We are drawn to looking at stuff that we don't like. I don't know why. I mean, I can guess why, I can hypothesize and whatever, but let's put it this way. We have this tendency, and what we want to do is we want to create a new tendency on purpose. Our natural tendency will be to look at the stuff that we don't like and the lack of. So we want to create a new tendency, which is to look at what we do like, what we do want, the more. The tricky part is the more isn't going to be perceivable yet because what we are perceiving is what we've been focusing on and looking at. So we have to focus on something that we can't perceive with our physical senses yet. That's the tricky part, but we can feel the energy of, and then as we successfully focus on feeling that and imagining that as so, that becomes our perceivable reality. We flip the coin. It's just that we don't flip the coin instantly. We flip it really slowly most of the time. So what all of the programs in my offer do is they open you up to moving into this higher frequency. The first program, and I always include this, is living from the heart as love, because your basic vibration is love. Love is the highest feeling, most yummy vibration. You feel it in your solar plexus. You don't just feel it in your heart. You feel it in your solar plexus. You are so open. You are vibrating with such openness and love, and it's all-inclusive. Now, that's a key right there, all-inclusive. So it's not just including that, what you're perceiving, it's including the part that you have, you're not able to perceive yet because it's in the energy state. It's all inclusive into your reality. So you're able to feel it all. And that speeds up your ability to perceive the improvement. So when we don't live from our heart and we don't feel that, we're living from our mind and our head. And our head, see the difference between the heart and the head. The heart is inclusive and includes the whole coin. Our head is more logical. It's logical and reactive, and it only includes the side of the coin that's up, that we're looking at. It leaves out the other side of the coin. In other words, it doesn't perceive the other side of the coin as being there. Now, that's an inaccuracy, but to our mind, it's the way that it is. So our job is to move. We can't change how our mind works. It works that way for a reason, so that we can move around and exist in the physical reality that we are in. So it serves a great purpose. It's not there to be mean to us or to trip us up. It does serve a very valuable purpose. But what we want to do is we want to move into the heart, the love mind, the heart mind, the love energy, our hearts, because that is an inclusive one, and that includes all sides of the coin. And we will then begin to experience the side that we haven't been able to perceive with our physical senses. Physical senses equal mind. So whenever I say physical senses, you can think mind, because that's what processes the input coming from the physical senses. So the next thing I have in here is the language of prosperity. Learn the language of prosperity. Everyone wants prosperity. Many of us want prosperity in our money. Others want prosperity in our relationships. Others want prosperity in our health and well-being. But it's always prosperity. We want to be and feel prosperous. We want to be living the energy of prosperity. And I don't know a single being that doesn't want that. And prosperity is the movement into more. That's what prosperity is. It is the experience of the movement into more, having more, being more, feeling more. So if we can think of it that way, that's great. Now, prosperity is a state of flourishing, thriving, good fortune, and or successful social status. That kind of covers all of the areas. It's not just about money. It's about everything. It's a very important thing. So what we don't do, and again, this is because we tend to live from the mind, is we don't speak. We don't speak our words. We don't hold our body language as if we are already prosperous. So again, this ties into the first program. We act, speak, and hold ourselves living from our mind. And that's only able to see one side of the coin. The coin that we're reacting to, the side that we're reacting to. So what learning this language does is it's a way that propels us by speaking certain words in a certain way and learning how to hold our bodies in certain ways. We are flipping our energy into the energy space of the heart. We're kind of anchoring that in. We have more tools. There are tools to do that. Words are tools, and we don't realize how significant our words are. All words have vibration, and all words are tools. And the words will bring our energy to a particular place, a particular vibration. And that vibration is a higher vibration, a more inclusive vibration. So that allows us to experience more. And what's really cool about this whole program is during the entire program, the really delicious high vibrational frequency of prosperity, of having more and having this flow of more continuously is being energetically transmitted to you. It's filling every single cell in your body. So the next program, again, is a deeper immersion into this. It's unlimited and abundant. Unlimited and abundant takes you, it connects you to source in a way that is fantastically powerful. It's a feeling, guide, pathway right into the energy of all that you are. And you feel, you're not even being told, but you're feeling how unlimited you are, truly, and how abundant you are, truly. It becomes a part of your cellular knowing. It becomes a part of your beingness. It's not just being told, you're actually experiencing. In this program, you're being guided into the actual experience of it. And so you can feel it, and you get, it's like going into, it's like looking at a pool of water and stepping into and sitting in, lying in, you know, immersing yourself in the pool of water. Two very different experiences. You know, you can see the pool, but unless you get into it and immerse yourself into it, you don't know what it feels like. And so immersing yourself in this vibration allows you to know it so that you can then continually bring it into your feeling experience. And again, as you feel these vibrations, you are including more in your experience. You're including that other side of the coin, or another way of putting it is you're moving down your path to being able to perceive that which you want as your perceivable sense, five sense reality. So it's a little complicated if you get into how we create our reality with our perception. You know, how we perceive different energy and different vibrations in a particular way that we interpret and perceive them and then reflect that back out. But I'm not going to get into all that because you don't need to know all that stuff. Really, you don't. It's not important. Now, the next one is a fun one. Everyone loves this one. It's very profound. It's connecting with and meeting your source guides. Everyone wants to know they're not alone. And that's one of the things that trips people up, is they feel really alone on their journey, especially when you want to make an improvement or you're really in a, you know, kind of situation you don't like. When you feel that you have a lot of loving support there with you and you actually have, quote, met this support, it is extremely empowering. It's like you have beings there with you, holding your hand, taking you along the journey. That is exactly what your source guides do. They are there with you. They're always there with you. They're like your family, your non-physical family, which is a lot more loving than your physical family. You don't fight with your non-physical family. Your non-physical family loves you unconditionally, always supports you, always is guiding you towards the more that you're wanting to go to. So what this is a wonderful program that guides you through several different pathways or several different ways. You know, techniques to open up, to connect with and hear, to meet and hear your source guides and angels. And it is so wonderful. It's like a feeling of coming home. It's just wonderful. And you meet this family that's there supporting you, cheering you on, always there to guide you. And it's just, I don't even have a way to explain how delicious it is. Now, the next program is another very, very profound program. It also deals with source. It's dialing into source, it's called. You are not just the physical you. I say this a lot, and I know others say it too, and it's true. You are this immense source energy. You are all of source. You're an extension of it. So is everybody else. So by translation, that also means that you are everybody else, and everybody else is you. Where we differ is we are a unique expression of source. We're all uniquely an expression of source. So, but we are all one source. Source has and holds everything, everything. If we desire something, we can't have a desire for something if it doesn't exist in source. So anything that we can conceive of exists in source. Source is the the holder, the space of all that is. It is all that is. And everything that we want, any improvement that we can conceive of, is there within Source. That means it is there within us. It is a part of us. It like I said before, that reality, if we're perceiving one side, the other side has to exist. We have so much more here. If you could take a moment and just pause and look around you in the space that you're in, the room that you're in, if you're outdoors, the outdoors that you're in, realize that that air is not empty. It's filled with consciousness, but it's also filled with everything that you want. It's not empty. It's filled with a multitude of vibrational frequencies, each representing a different reality. So that's a little hard to take in with the mind, because our mind looks at things in very narrow slices. And really, we are very big multidimensional beings. That's why it's so important to move out of the mind and into the heart to be able to perceive what's really here. So this is a really wonderful program, because it also looks at why and how you become so limited. So once you see how you have become limited in your perception, you can blow that apart. And that's exactly what this does. It shows you how you were trained to become limited in your perception and think of things as limited. And then it blows it apart and takes you into the unlimited abundance that is really here and that is really who you are. So it's really cool. Once you blow something apart, you can never quite hold it in the same way as what is true. It's no longer the absolute truth for you. Your absolute truth becomes the unlimited and abundant. The next thing is something I've talked about already, which is the collective instant joy process. This is such a beautiful, joyful, simple little process and program. It's a little meditative thing. It only takes about 9 minutes, and I recommend that people do it all the time. All the time. Do it in the mornings, do it in the middle of the day, do it in the evening, whenever you can, but try to do it at least once a day. Now, after a while, you'll become familiar with the process, so you won't even need to listen to it. You'll be able to just close your eyes and do it yourself wherever you are. That's really good, because it's very important that you continually check and monitor your, quote, tuning, which is your vibration, how you're focusing your attention and your vibration to the, quote, radio station or reality that you want to be experiencing, those nice, yummy, higher vibrations, the ones that feel better. So the instant joy process, and it is instant joy. It's not like, oh, I'm going to do it and then I'll feel joyful a little later. No, it's instant. It's like turning a light switch on. It's great. Now, another really wonderful bonus that I have in here, actually the other wasn't the bonus, this is the bonus, is the special, really, really powerful 5 through 11D multidimensional money Reiki session. It's called that. It's always been named that. I call it the MMR session. It's about so much more than money. It's really about abundance. It's about receiving it all. It's not just about money. It's about everything. Because everything is vibrational, and it tunes you to the highest frequencies that are available now. There are 6 major activations that are in every MMR. That's activations of the higher heart center, pineal, pituitary, DNA, and that's like the 12 strand spiritual DNA, cellular activations, and then activations of the newest light codes that we're receiving now. And like you pointed out, Shefali, we have a month of many portals opening, the 1111, the 1122, all of these powerful openings. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this energy is flowing through powerfully this month. This is not an accident, because we're moving towards the conclusion of our energies of 2016, which I wanted to talk about that real quickly, but the energy of 2016, the collective pointed that out, and they called this year the year of illumination and new building. Now, illumination is awakening and mm-hmm. clear seeing, and new building is change.
Yes.
And if you look at what's happened in our year, we have had dramatic awakenings, things that have woken us up and awakenings in the people, and mm-hmm. dramatic change that we could not have foreseen in the beginning of the year, change that has been bumpy, and that's another thing they said, that the energy was going to come in bursts. It would be like smooth and a burst and a smooth and a burst. And so we'd be riding this constant energy of bursts. And that's exactly what we've experienced. I mean, you could even look at the U.S. election. It kind of even was this energy of burst. It would be smooth and something would come out, you know, a burst. And then it would be kind of smooth and people would react to that. And then it would be another burst, you know. It was completely aligned with the energy of 2016. So with this energy is now, this type of flow is now shifting to a different flow for 2017. It's going to be an extension of that, but it's going to be in a different feeling and way. And the collective are, they've been coming up with some ways of explaining that. I'm not going to go into that right now because I'm talking about the offer and I want to answer mm-hmm. some questions. But I'll share a speck about it when it's appropriate to share, whenever I have the opportunity, based
Perfect.
On what questions are. So anyway, so this MMR is a really special one that only happens once a year. It's called the Holiday Ease and Bliss MMR. So not only is it the powerful energy of what's happening this month and now and all of these frequencies and those activations, it also contains very powerful activations and frequencies to ensure holiday joy, ease, and bliss. So this is stress-free holidays, you know, really like easy, nice, fun times with the family, really nice, and whatever it is that you're going to be doing, it feels good and feels blissful. Really, really good. And this is the third time I've done this, third or fourth, I don't remember. I think I did it either two or three times before, and every time that it's been done, Source, this the idea to do this, these frequencies came from Source. I didn't dream it up. It came to be channeled. And every time that I've channeled these, people have experienced major shifts in how they experience their holiday season. And really, it's been stress-free, easy, and blissful. They work. It's just amazing. Mm. So that's the MMR that you'll be registered and enrolled into and get to participate in. Really, really cool. So that's the offer, and I invite everyone to go and look at it because there's wonderful energy on the page. And the thing is, as you read the descriptions, because there's nice, yummy descriptions there, mm-hmm. as you read them, you will feel the energy, and you'll be able to receive the energy of what the offer has. You'll get a taste of it just from reading it. So I invite you to do that. Definitely
so,
go do that.
So you can check it out at awakentohappinessnow.com/Amy11. And I kept the price point, the cost of it at 111.11. I can't
yeah,
even
so
talk.
That's 511, 5-1. So it's a very, very, very powerful
Yeah.
universal opening. That's a very powerful portal, that number.
111.11. So $111.11.
Yep. So, yes. So even when you look at that number, you're going to feel that opening.
Mm-hmm.
So it will feel really, really good. So I invite everybody to go and interact with that page. Go look at that page, interact with it, feel it, and if you are inspired, if you want, and if it, you know, calls to you and you want to dive into that energy more and you want support in shifting your frequency, then go for it. Go mm-hmm. for it. And when you transact at that opening portal number, that will just – that is a – I don't even have the words to put that into or the way to put that into words. It is opening a magical portal for you just to transact at that number, believe mm-hmm. it or not. That's
nice.
One of the reasons why I was guided to choose it with all of those ones.
Beautiful.
Very
Thank
powerful.
You.
No, you're welcome.
So again, if you're on the live page, you can just hit special offer. And, of course, the special offer button will be in the replay email and on the replay page. And if you're on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Amy11.
And another thing that I just realized from what you said is this is 11.
Mm-hmm.
season 11. So even in the URL, it's got the 11 after it. So
yes.
You have so many 11s here and 1s. This is powerful, powerful,
yes.
Powerful opening right here. Powerful frequency switch or shift, I should say.
Beautiful.
Really.
Thank you. So, yeah, so please do go and check it out. All right, Amy, where are we now?
We're going to take like another question, I guess.
Perfect. Yep. So we're going to go to the phone line, and then I'm going to go to the Q&A, if that's okay.
Okay.
Take one of each. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 3789. 3789.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Amethyst. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Amethyst.
I love what the call is about. It's something that I know, but a lot of times I forget when I'm in the middle of just kind of living. So,
of course.
This was a
of
wonderful
course.
Reminder. Thank you.
It's also something that we know, but we don't feel, and that's the key. Knowing is not that's not going to help us because we're
right.
Knowing with our mind. We need to feel it with our heart and in our solar plexus. We need to feel
right.
it because energy and vibration is felt.
Exactly. And a lot of times I find myself wanting to get to something more, but forgetting how to get to that point, which is to raise the frequency and keep it that way more stable. And you'll see shifts if you do that. So.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what is it that you wanted to look at? Or did you just want to share that?
Oh. I would like to look at my work life. I know why I'm here on the planet. And I probably have a little bit of the consciousness that you can't charge people when you do energy work. So
okay.
I'm not sure if there's any energy around that you can assist with.
It's not that there's energy around that. There's beliefs around that.
Right.
See, as human beings, we tend to have this, we tend to be taught that things have to be difficult. We have to work hard to earn money. We have to work hard to produce something that's valuable. So when people are doing energy work, those that are really able to tune into energy and do work with energy, it's usually pretty easy. It's very natural. So it's like breathing. So because of what we've been culturally taught, we have this other belief that comes along with it. How can I ask people to pay me for breathing?
Right.
Because essentially,
true.
That's what it feels very natural for us to do. It feels very good for us to do. And we don't have to, like, sit there and work and sweat bullets to do it. It's
right.
It's a natural expression of who we are. And so so that's really what it is. It's a belief. That we have to, it's based on that belief that we have to be working hard to get something in return. And that's totally a misconcept. It's a mistaken concept. It's a flawed premise, flawed concept, whatever you want to call it. It's not so. When we put out energy and we create value that is received in the world, we receive value back. So
right. That
value is there for us to receive. It's your belief that's standing in the way. It's like your belief is not opening the door to let it in. So if you can recognize that and recognize that your inability or what's stopping you from feeling it's okay for you to ask for money for this difference that you're able to make, this contribution that you're able to do, this service. If you think of it as a contribution and a service. Now, if everybody could do it like you could do it, they can't because you're unique, by the way, just so you know. But if everybody could, then what you're doing would not be so valuable or of so much service. But because you're able to do this in a unique way And your ability is going to call to you people that will be benefited from your unique way of working with energy and expressing this energy work that you do. You can be assured that you are creating value and providing a service to those people. So therefore, what's created to balance that out is a value and for you in return. You just need to make it okay for you to receive that. So
right.
If you can just realize that you've been basing your it's not okay on a flawed premise, thinking that you need to be working hard, this is too easy to do, it's too natural for me, how can I ask people to pay me for it, because it's like asking people to pay me for breathing, you know. And so just realize that that's there in the background and go work through that. So in other words, go through that wall. Just, even though it's probably going to feel weird and it may feel uncomfortable, just do it. You're going to find the validation. It'll become easier when you receive the validation from people, because they're going to pay you for the difference that you're making, the service that you're providing to them, and the difference that it's making in their lives.
Right.
And also, as in another thing I would encourage is check in with people, ask them to let you know, if whether that, you know, was helpful, whether, you know, what difference did that make for them? So you get feedback, because as you get feedback and you see the value that what you're doing is providing for people, you're going to become more and more comfortable in asking for a return, a valuable return for what you're doing.
Right.
Because, see, that's another thing with energy work, is it's not a solid product that we can say, here's this toaster. See how nice it makes your bread? It's nice toaster. It looks pretty. It makes, you know. It's not
right.
a physical thing. So you're giving something that is non-physical, but yet is more valuable than any toaster that could ever be.
Right.
So do use little things like asking for feedback, following up with people, and also just start asking based on what you know of the value of the energy and the service that you're providing from your experience in doing it, maybe for free or whatever. You have a sense of that this is making a difference for people, right?
Right. Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So based on that, pick a number and then raise that number a little bit, because you'll tend to pick too low of a number. And it will feel uncomfortable. I just want you to know, it will feel uncomfortable. Okay?
Right.
But that's okay. It's uncomfortable because it's new, because it feels a little risky.
Uh-huh.
That's okay. But you will be pleasantly surprised and receive so much validation when people start, you know, paying you what you're asking for this valuable service. And the other thing that you need to do is to shift your vibration into having it be okay with you to receive in return for doing something that feels easy for you. Okay? Feeling easy. See, the thing that people don't think about is if it feels easy and natural for you, it's what you're meant to be doing. That's the contribution that you are here to give. If we have to work and struggle at making a contribution, that's not our natural contribution. We're trying to make a contribution that we believe we should be making, but it's not our natural expression. The natural expression of who we are feels good. It feels easy. It feels natural.
That's amazing that you say that, because the things that I'm able to do with ease, I always have felt like, oh, that was easy, so why, you know, just do it, you know? I didn't think of it the way you're saying it now, so that's wonderful.
You're not perceiving it as valuable, because the thing that you're not recognizing is that other people can't do the same thing.
Right.
That's why they're wanting what you're able to do, and that's why they're benefiting from it. So therefore, allow yourself to notice that and allow yourself to perceive the value of the contribution you're making because of that. Allow that to show you the contribution that you're making.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much. That really resonates with me.
Good. I know that probably helped a lot of people because a lot of people get stuck there, and especially spiritual people. And I know I did. I know I did because, I mean, being someone that was able to do this since, like, babyhood, I'm like, how can I ask people to pay me for, like, something that's so natural for me?
Right.
You know? Do I have to, like, really work hard and be uncomfortable to produce something that's of value? And the answer is no. No.
Right.
The most value that you can produce and that you can give in the world is what's natural.
Right.
Yeah.
It's also your time, too, and your, you know, your focus and your training and just like, you know, it's not just, you know, the energy part that which is easy is great, but it's also all the other stuff, too, right?
Right.
Yeah, but Shefali, there are plenty of people out there that didn't do a lot of training
mm-hmm.
but have a very natural ability.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you spent and invested a lot of time and money in becoming trained, it's easier then for you to say, okay, well then I have created this package which I can see has this value. But for those that didn't do that so much,
right. Yeah.
It's harder.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder because of the way the culture thinks, the way that we've been brought up that we it, you know. So,
yeah.
Just realize that if it's something that is natural and easy for you to do, it is the contribution that you are here to make. And that no one else can make that contribution, just you. So if you're not making it, and you deserve to be compensated, you deserve to receive in, you know, value for the contribution that you're making.
Right.
Yeah.
Good point. Yep.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you. Thank you
Good.
So much.
Wonderful.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. I'm
Thank
glad
you
asked
question.
That question. Yeah.
All right.
Bye. Thank you. Yeah, that's a great question, and I know that a lot of people have that same question.
They do. A lot of people get stuck right there, so that was really a great question.
Yeah. So... Hold on 1 second. I'm just going to the Q&A because I said I was going to go there. So I had a question from Donna in Denton, and she said, could you please do a short energy process to increase trust to allow me to move forward with my career and receive all the good that's here for me regarding my career with ease and grace beginning now? I really appreciate anything you can do with assisting me in moving forward with my career.
Okay, I'm just looking here. Yes, I can do that. I can do that with the collective. I'm just looking to see if I want to do that after we take more questions and just kind of wrap up with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Then let me just go to some other quick questions as well. So here's a good question from Kat in Toronto, and she's asking, how do you keep your tone, your vibration, frequency, your tone when interacting with others, especially if you're an empath?
That's a really good question, okay? And especially, it also gets tricky even if you're not an empath
mm-hmm.
because other people are looking at what they're perceiving your physical reality is. Like they've got their perception of your reality. And remember, the reality is the side of the coin that you're focusing on. So if you're focusing on the tail side of the coin, other people are going to perceive the tail side of the coin around
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more challenging then to embrace and know that the head side of the coin is also right there with you, especially when they are re-emphasizing that, no, this is the tail side. You know, what are you talking about? This is what you got. You know, this is, you know. So...
Mm-hmm.
And now when you add to that being an empath and the fact that most people are in a state of experiencing what they don't want and noticing that they don't have things that they want, it complicates it. So what you need to do is you need to be more diligent with your focusing and with your vibrational tuning. And you need to set time aside. You definitely do. You need to set time aside where you can be by yourself and indulge 100% in feeling good. Feeling good. And raising your vibration and your frequency, it doesn't have to be focused on the things that you want to change. As a matter of fact, if you think about the things that you want to change or you want to improve, it usually keeps your vibration where it's been. So it's better not to think about those things, but to just focus your attention on things and being in a way that feels good, that can bring you into joy, happiness, appreciation for just being, and gratitude, enthusiasm for life, you know, all of these type of things. Then another thing as an empath that you might want to do is I would recommend securely, consciously grounding yourself to the heart of the earth every day. So that's if you visualize this beautiful white energy, light cord coming from your root chakra all the way down and hooking into the heart of the earth, you know, all the way, and you'll feel this immense love coming from the earth. And then wrap around it this electrical energy, because it's electrical and magnetic. So just imagine then this gold wire wrapping around your beautiful white light cord that hooks into the earth. Mm-hmm. And just kind of reestablish this bond every day. And then the other thing is visualize around yourself a beautiful white shell of energy. And just create this energy shell or visualize this energy shell about an arm's length, actually a little bit more than an arm's length, from your body. And imagine it like your candy coating shell, you know. And then within the shell, imagine or feel this beautiful, loving light, this very high, high vibration that is all around you, nourishing you. That is your energy. This is your space. You're really kind of defining your space. So when you go out in the world and you're around other people, they are on the other side of your little shell, your energy shell that you've created. If they come into your energy space, just bring your shell in closer to your body so that you still are, their energy's out there and your energy's here. And be consciously tuning to the loving joy, this yumminess of your high frequency, this beautiful white light energy all around you. And that will give you a differentiation between you and them and their energy and your energy. So all it means when you're an empath or a sensitive or whatever is that you are able to perceive and feel other people's energies way more intensely than the average person. You're just more receptive to them. So you just need to be aware of that and give yourself a nice little sanctuary of filling it with your own beautiful light energy. Hmm. And that will help a lot.
Beautiful. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay,
so where are we at?
You're going to take another question? I don't know if you think, I think you might have been going to the phone. I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go to somebody on Skype. I'm going to unmute you. One second. Hello? Somebody on Skype? Yes? No? Okay, no.
Oh, we can't hear them. They're coming through. It's a wonderful Skype giving us that machine sound.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go to phone number. We're going to grab phone number instead. Phone number ending in 5482. 5482. I'm going to unmute you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
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 This is David. This is David. Yes. Hi, Amy.
Hi, David. You sound like you're driving.
I am. Is it too noisy?
Well, no, it's okay. But you might want to pull over because it's not safe to drive and talk on the phone.
I will pull over. I will do that right now. So thank you for suggesting that. But it'll get quieter, too. But my question is regarding, because I do understand very well that if we keep, you know, we put out the intention, we have the desire, and then we keep checking in, that just sets us way back. So I completely understand what you're saying about that. But what about situations where it actually is that time limit? Like, say, for example, I'm in one right now where I have to pay a certain amount into a landlord or I lose my townhouse. So how do we function in those types of scenarios as far as not being rushed, allowing the time, but then there's that time limit in the 3D space?
That's a good question. Okay. So a couple of things. You need to shift to universal time. You also need to accept, all right, I'm just giving you a bunch of things right now, and then I'll give you an idea how to use them. You need to accept that what you want is already here. So in other words, if you're experiencing the lack of something, the having of it is already here. And then you have to know with certainty that the difference between perceiving the lack and perceiving the having of it is a vibrational shift. Okay, that's a vibrational perceptive shift. And so that's an energy feeling shift. So what you need to do is to, every time you look at the situation that where it's lacking, you reestablish that energy as your reality. You want to start looking at the other side of feeling it because you're not seeing it with your five senses. But you want to be able to feel it as if it's real. You want to feel the relief. You want to feel the joy. You want to feel the gratitude as if it's already happened. And so this is what you need to focus on feeling in your vibration, all right, in your body, in your vibration, in your emotions. And then you need to listen. And not with your mind, because the only way you're going to be receiving the path, okay, the source path, the guidance from source, the actual inspired thoughts, is when you're in the emotions of the having reality, the joy, the gratitude, the appreciation, the relief. When you're feeling those feelings in your body and you can feel for sure that in your solar plexus is open, not contracted and tight, then you will be receiving inspired ideas or thoughts on what to do to get you to bring that reality into being and to get you what you need in the moment. So if you need a step in the moment, if you have to step on a certain stepping stone on that path like in the moment now or as soon as possible, you will receive that. You will be able to see where to step. You will be guided, but you will be guided from the emotions and the feelings on the having side. If you get stuck in seeing and perceiving the lack, you're going to be using your mind to come up with ideas. And your mind is so limited. It's just so limited. Can't see all the possibilities. It can only really see what you've already done before, if you think about it. The mind cannot, and also you're not in a receptive energy because when you're looking with your mind, it's a very grabby type of, what can I do, what can I do? Think, you know, type of feeling. And that's a very contracted energy if you check in with your solar plexus. So if you realize that you are, and this is where it's a little, you know, weird to do, but you are an unlimited and abundant being.
Yes.
You are timeless. And you really, and time, as we know it, is a perception. It's an illusion. It's a concept that you really have everything that you need and all the time in the world for it to flow. If you once you shift into a relaxed state, things will flow. And it's equivalent to like saying, I'm opening up my door and I'm receiving the package that's here sitting on the other side. See, what we do is the equivalent of we ask and we ask and we ask and we ask and we get really uptight, and then we just don't realize that on the other side of our door, all these wonderful things have been delivered and are sitting there waiting for us, and we open the door and they all fall in on us. We just leave the door closed.
Yeah.
So think of this analogy, these two analogies, all right? Think of when you order something. You order something online, and then, you know that it's going to be shipped and whatever, you pay for it and you order it, and then they send you this notification it's shipped. You don't sit there and worry about it. You're not concerned about whether it's going to show up. You know it's going to show up, and it will, and then it will be delivered. But then your action is to go open the door and bring it inside. It's the same type of thing, but you're just doing it on an energy level. And how you know how you're doing is how you're feeling in your gut.
Yes.
Okay, does this help?
It does. It's just what's funny, though, is there's a lot of times where I really am feeling very good. And then all of a sudden it's just like, then I get to one of these points and it's like, oops, okay, we're at the deadline. Oops, now I'm not feeling so good. So there's kind of a mixture of both. I'm getting more of the good feelings, but yeah, there is still both. And I'm kind of, weaning off the brain and engaging more the heart mind. So it definitely helps. I definitely see this as what I'm need more of the integration and the practice of. It's just
become more enthusiastic and appreciative of it already being done. So that's what I'd recommend. It's not just about, the feeling, the love and all that, but become more enthusiastic about it.
And
imagine it, like really feel it and be excited about it. Really feel that. And then the other part that you're not doing so much is to listen, to be receptive to the inspired guidance. You keep jumping in with your mind again. So if you can be receptive and tuned into receiving the inspiration, the inspired guidance, you will come up with ideas and thoughts about things to do that your mind would not have thought of.
Okay. So the hands on the heart, maybe in the meditation, might help with that? Because I do spend a lot of time in meditation.
Yeah, I think you spend too much in meditation. Meditation is
too much.
Meditation, yes. Meditation is a total, like, letting go of all focusing. You need to be focusing and feeling in the way that you want to be feeling. So you're over-meditating. Meditating really only serves you if you meditate between, say, 20 minutes to maybe an hour. Even an hour daily, that could be long for some people. Meditation's a total quieting of the mind and the body to move into peace. So that then you come into focus. Then you can move into a focusing state. You can choose your energy vibration. People make the mistake of thinking meditation is it. No. Meditation is a clearing. What meditation does is it's like erasing the blackboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're erasing all the stuff that you put up on there, so now you got a clean one. But then you got to, once you come out of the meditation, you got to write what you want and write the feelings that you want to be feeling, and then feel those feelings and focus in that way.
Gotcha.
So too much time in meditation is just you're just erasing the board over and over. It's like you got nothing on it. So
interesting. It's so funny because it sounds like over-medicating. So it's probably the same type of thing, over-meditating. So, very good. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people don't realize that you can over-meditate, but you can.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I did too. I learned something new today.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, David.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, David. Great question.
Thank you. Have an awesome day. Thank you so much.
You too.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was good.
That was good. Because a lot of people get stuck there. They, you know, a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
They over-meditate and they, you know, they just...
And that's a good point. It's not just about the meditating. There's more that you need to do to create your life. It's more about the being. You know, meditating
right.
is great, but it's not the only thing if you want to create your life, right?
Right. I mean, unless you want to go live in a cave and be a monk and, like, that's your existence is just
yeah.
meditating and going into that space of meditation. But
yeah.
if you're living in the world and you're creating things and your desire is to create things in the world and have things in the world, then you can't spend your life in meditation. No, that
mm-hmm.
didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I had one quick question on the Q&A that is maybe just needs a little bit of clarification.
Okay.
And so Claire is asking, and I don't remember you saying this, but maybe, you know, I don't know. She says, does that mean that if we are not receiving adequate support in financial relationships, et cetera, that we are not putting enough out to the world as it is not returning to us in kind? I don't think that's what you said.
No, it's not exactly what I said, but I'm like looking into that question to see. I know what she's going for.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good question. And no, not exactly, Claire. There's two sides here, or maybe more than two sides. If you're not receiving what you've, what words did she use? Not receiving what?
Adequate support in
finance
and relationship, et cetera. Yeah.
Okay, so if you're not receiving what you would perceive as adequate support, what would feel to you as adequate support, it primarily comes from that your vibration, your energy frequency, your vibration is not allowing you to align with receiving that. That has a lot to do with your beliefs and your worthiness, what you perceive of yourself as worthy of receiving. So, yes, on one hand, when you create value and service in the world, you receive. But if you have this concept or this belief that doesn't allow you to energetically move into the state of being perceiving your own value even, and receiving, you won't receive it no matter what you put out. That's why you can see things like lopsided relationships in the world where one just seems to be giving everything and never receiving because they just aren't able to receive. So it's not so cut and dried. You need to really honestly look and see how you are feeling in your solar plexus center. Now, you need to do this by tuning into your solar plexus center and your heart, and you need to be using your heart mind. You need to be moving yourself and honestly looking to see how often are you in a state of appreciation, true appreciation, and real gratitude and feeling joyful. How often are you feeling these energies and that expansive energy in your solar plexus? And strive to feel these things more. I would venture to say that you tend to be in the more contracted energy more than the expansive energy. So become aware of that. And know in your heart, just know that this is so. That if you're experiencing one thing, which is a lack of something, the having of that something has to exist already right there in the same space. It's just that your attention focus, your energy focus, and therefore your frequency is aligned with that lack of. So if you can shift your energy frequency and your focus to the feeling of the having of it, you will begin to perceive and experience that showing up in what you call your reality experience. So there's many things that go into it. It's everything that we do is multifaceted. If it may call for more service from you, I don't know. and it may not. So you will just need to be sensitive to how you're feeling and sensitive to what you're perceiving and how you're tuning. I would say start with the frequency shift first, focusing and tuning to the vibrational frequency, the emotional shift first, because everything always starts with energy. It originates in energy. It remains energy, but we perceive it as becoming something. So, but it's always energy. Energy is the leader. Energy is the where everything begins. So as you shift your vibration and your energy, you will start to have things show up differently. The whole question of service may evaporate once you do this. But this is where you need to begin. But it is it's a very good question. It's a good question.
Yes. Thank you, Claire.
All right. Perfect. So you want it to, I don't know how many questions you have left, but I was thinking we could do the process and bring in this energy of trust. That would be great. Yeah.
Yep.
Trust is so important because the energy of trust is really the energy of knowing with certainty that what you want, the having of what you want, is already here. It's trusting that if one side is here that you're perceiving, the other side's also here.
Mm-hmm.
And because we can't perceive it, it does take and call for trust. Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So I'm going to be with the collective channeling this this guided, you know, meditative journey.
Mm-hmm.
And energy frequencies, too, are coming along with this. So you're going to feel a lot of energy. I could feel a lot of energy starting to flow just as I even talked about doing this.
Yeah, me too. I'm already feeling it. Yep.
Yeah, okay. So I want everyone to close their eyes and relax. All right? And now we're going to do just a little bit of deep breathing, okay? I want you to breathe in through the top of your head. All right, breathe in, and breathe in all the way down through each chakra center, down to your lower abdominal area. And imagine your breath is swirling here in a beautiful vortex of light. So your breath is a beautiful stream of white light, and it flows all the way down and swirls here. And when you want to exhale, just bring your breath up through, imagine there's a front channel, and bring your breath up this front channel and exhale through the mouth. So again, breathe in this beautiful, light-filled breath through the top of your head and flow it all the way down. And as it flows down, it relaxes every part of your body. It relaxes every muscle and every cell. And you could feel all the tension relieving you. The muscles in your face, your neck, your shoulders, they just are relaxing. And you're becoming more open and soft in your energy stance. It's becoming very open. Now just breathe in again through the top of your head. You can breathe when I'm not saying breathe because I don't want you to like pop or like turn blue. So even if I don't say breathe in, you breathe in as you want to. The idea is to focus on the feeling of the breath flowing in through the top of your head and flowing down all the way down to the lower abdominal area, and then swirling there. You'll feel like a warmth in your belly. So feel the warmth from this light-filled breath and allow yourself to feel the relaxation as this beautiful breath fills you. And whenever you're ready, you exhale. And then again, breathe in to the top of your head. And bring in this beautiful light-filled breath. Flow it all the way down. All the way down to the lower abdominal area. Let it gently swirl and relax every aspect of you. Now, before you breathe in again, I want you to imagine above your head a gorgeous geometrical structure, I guess would be a word. Structure. It's multidimensional, and it's made of radiant, beautiful white and violet light, predominantly white with sparkles and flecks of violet. And this geometrical structure is complex. It's not just a simple, like a pyramid or something. It's more like a dodecahedron or many more sided, and it's multi-layered, and it's very intensive and intricate is the word, geometrical structure. And the light emanating from this structure and all around this structure is the brightest light and the most loving light you've ever seen. And this light is what you're breathing into your body. It's coming down, and it's coming into the top of your crown and your head. It's flowing down through each chakra point, illuminating each one, resetting and clearing each chakra center as it flows all the way down to this lower abdominal area. And it swirls within your lower belly, warming you and lighting you up from the inside, lighting up every cell within your body, bringing immense warmth and relaxation and love within you. And just feel all that. Feel that goodness. Now, and as you exhale, just exhale your breath, but leave all of this light energy in the body. Now, in this beautiful light that you're breathing in are these wonderful feelings. It just feels really good. It's the feeling of love. You feel immense gratitude and appreciation. You feel gratitude and appreciation for this light, for this energy, but you also can feel the energy vibrating with appreciation and gratitude. So it's like you're feeding it your gratitude, and it's giving back to you its gratitude. It's like this mutual nourishment back and forth as this light flows in and you breathe it in, and it nourishes every cell within you. So this energy is filling you, every cell. This gratitude is filling every cell, and every cell within your body is sending gratitude right into that light. So it's amplifying and becoming more and more. The gratitude and the appreciation energy is building. The same with the love energy. The love energy is flowing down within this light beam that you're breathing in. It's filling every cell within you. And each cell is beaming out extreme love in return, in reply to the love that this light is filling each cell with. So it's like this love fest, and it's incrementally increasing and increasing. The love amplitude is building and building and becoming so much more. The love is just filling you in a way that is just incredible. The love within you is so huge right now that you're just one big vibrating mass of love. Now, within this vibration of love and gratitude and appreciation is the vibration of receiving. It's the vibration of having. Because with love, it's the having of love. What we want more than anything is to feel loved and appreciated. We want to feel that we are receiving, that we are having. We assign that feeling out in the world. We say, well, I want this, and when I have this, I will feel good. I will feel loved. I will feel appreciated. I will appreciate things in my life. I will appreciate me. But the thing is, we already are that energy of appreciation. We already are and have that energy of love within us and within ourselves. Our cells are bursting with love. They're bursting with this knowing of our worthiness. So if we tune to the energy that's flowing within us and allow that to fill us from within, we will feel the energy of having. We will feel the knowing that we already have so much. and that what we, what more that we are wanting, we can be assured of, is on its way to us because it is a reflection of this beautiful energy of having so much, of this love. When we feel this love so big within us, and we feel this confidence within ourselves, because we feel so much love, we feel this strength within ourselves and our body, we feel this appreciation that is emanating and radiating out of every cell within us, that is coming from within. We know that this appreciation is emanating out from us and appreciating everything that is flowing to us and around us. We also know with certainty, we feel this energy of certainty, which feels so strong. It feels like an energy of standing tall and straight. It feels like our feet are firmly planted on the ground and a smile is on our face and within our hearts. And we are straight and tall, and we know that that energy that is within ourselves and emanating outward is bringing and calling to us with certainty equal energy, the energy of things that we are saying that we want to experience. We know that it's coming. We know that it is here. We know with certainty that it is how we feel that opens the door to our perception of it. We know with certainty and feel the certainty within every cell as we stand tall and strong, and we feel ourselves actually being bigger. Energetically, we feel as if we've increased in size and volume. And we feel everything that we've wanted coming to us, flowing to us energetically, and filling us in the moment, right now. And we feel our gratitude increasing. And our appreciation increasing. And the waves of energy and light coming out of each cell that are flowing through our body, the appreciation and the joy that we're feeling is increasing. And in turn, that confidence energy is increasing. And we are holding this whole new vibration. And as we hold this vibration, we are beginning to notice that the, quote, radio station, the world that we're tuning to with our vibration is changing. And the world that we're tuning to, the station that we're tuning to now, has so much more. And we are now receiving that more. We are confident in our knowing that this energy within us is calling to us that which we want. We know with certainty that our cells are always tuned to the source vibration. They are always filled with this beautiful energy of love and appreciation and joy. We know with certainty that that energy always lives within our heart center. We also know that the only reason that we would not be feeling that is because we're not looking there. So we know with certainty that when we tune inward to the energy that's there within ourselves and the light that is flowing within our body, that our confidence will soar. Our certainty will be present, and we will step out into the world in a new way, in a bold way, in a way that says, I am I have and I am grateful. Feel this energy surging within you. Feel this certainty. Feel this confidence. Feel the gratefulness and the appreciation for this having, for this energy, for this gorgeous love and this light that's surging within you. And take your dominant hand and hold it just right in front of you. Keep your eyes closed, but go just hold it where you're aware of it and press your thumb and your forefinger together. And as you press them together, you'll become very aware of the, it's like there's a line of pressure where they meet each other. And your attention, you can feel this line of pressure. It's very clear that there is this area where these two fingers press there, and it makes a special type of energy. Now, we want you to now focus on this, where this line of pressure is, and know that whenever you feel this line of pressure like this, that you are going to be filled with waves of certainty, and your body will move into a more upright position. Your posture will straighten. And when you feel this line of pressure, you're going to be filled with confidence. And you're going to be filled with joy because you know with certainty that things are always working out for you. And you're going to notice a smile coming to your face whenever you put your fingers together like this and you feel this line of pressure. It will be instantaneous. It is done, it is so, and now your fingers are empowered. So you can relax them. So take another deep breath in. Yes, through the top of your head. Flowing more of this gorgeous light-filled breath in, filling every cell within your body, swirling in that beautiful light vortex in your lower abdominal area, and allow yourself to be filled with the gratitude and appreciation for you, for every single cell in your body that is smiling and grinning and radiating such gorgeous love and light energy and such confidence in you and such certainty in that everything is always flowing to them that they need, that they are nourished. Just feel that. Feel the energy buzzing within you. Receive it. And notice the smile on your heart. And a smile on your face. And just for fun, imagine the space that you are in, lit up with a beautiful special glow of whatever color you would like to see and perceive. Just imagine it. Feel it. Feel how you would feel if it glowed that way. If you want to see it glowing violet, see it glowing violet. If you want to see it glowing green, see it glowing green. Whatever color, blue, red, yellow, white, anything. Just imagine it just for fun. And then smile and know it done. And know that every cell, all the trillions of them, are aligning with this too. And now we're going to come back to a normal consciousness. We will count you up, so just don't rush yourself. We're going to count up from 1 to 5. And as we do, we're going to bring you back to a normal, but very relaxed, happy, confident, and certain state of consciousness. So we're going to start with 1. And just feel yourself becoming flowing in your body. Become aware of your body form, lying or sitting on the surface that it's on. 2, become more aware of your body and the energy flowing within it. 3, become aware now of all of your organs working within your body and the beautiful blood flowing and carrying the nourishment to every cell, and become aware of these happy, happy cells within your body. 4, become more aware of yourself, grounded in your body and grounded upon this gorgeous earth, this loving, loving planet that you are connected to. Become aware of the beautiful grounding cord that connects your root chakra, your being, your energy to the heart of the earth, this gorgeous crystalline energy heart of the earth, gorgeous light there. It's beaming up to you, nourishing you. You're being nourished from so many sources that you just aren't even aware of all the time. But they're there nourishing you. Feel them. Now we're going to 5. And as we come to the 5, feel all of this energy within you, all of this energy nourishing you. And we want you to open your eyes into your space, blink, look around, and see how it looks. Is it glowing? Does it look different? Do you see a light that you had imagined glowing? What do you perceive? How do you feel? Are you smiling? Just notice. And if you're not noticing a big change, you're saying, oh, well, I don't see anything, that's fine. It means that you just imagine on a less dramatic level. You're more subtle in your energy, and that's fine. Everybody does things the way that they do things. So the most important thing for you to do is to know that however you do things is the perfect way for you to do things, and allow yourself to appreciate yourself and love yourself, and never look at what someone else is doing and say, oh, I'm not doing it that way or to that degree. Something must be wrong with me. Don't do that, because you are perfect as you. There's no redundancy ever. Source does not do redundancy. If you exist because you are special and unique. And the aspect of Source that you are is desired, wanted, and important and significant, and not redundant. So seek to know you and love you. Seek to love yourselves, because they love you so much, and they are always flowing the Source energy. So nourish yourself with the energy and the love from within. Appreciate yourself and feel that certainty that your cells feel, that certainty and that confidence, and allow yourself to stand tall. You might want to write the word certainty on a piece of paper. And as you look at it, feel the energy. Allow yourself to be reminded of the energy of certainty. And you'll notice your body just springs into a straighter position. You might even notice a smile pops onto your face. And write the word confidence on another piece of paper. And as you look at the word confidence, you'll notice that you also straighten up. But it's a little bit different than the word certainty. And you feel a little bit different. And the smile that's on your face is a different type of smile than the word certainty. So just keep these energies there with you. They're part of you. And remember to use the fingers. Squeeze those fingers together, and those energies will fill you and flood you instantly. So welcome back. And I'd love to hear what that was like. And I'd love to hear if you noticed any type of glow or difference when in your room, in your space, when you came back.
Yeah, beautiful. Afika is good. Write, wow, what you experienced. I can't talk yet. If you could write in what you experienced, that would be great. And I have to tell you, Amy, when you did the, you know, bringing the fingers together, something went through my heart center. It was like amazing. You know, it's like the connection between my fingers and my heart center. It's like, what? What is this? You know, it was like so.
Like a zap, almost like a line of energy or something.
Yeah, it was a big zap.
Yeah, yeah.
I really felt that. It's like, oh wow.
Yeah,
and then
I love it.
Donna just wrote in. She was the one who was asking for the trust process, and she wants to say thank you. She says, "I feel so supported on all levels. I can feel love, calm, confidence, appreciation, and trust." And she says, "And now I feel certainty. I'm smiling. Thank you so much."
Oh, good. That's so wonderful. And remember, write that word on a piece of paper. Use the fingers, because now that you know that energy has been activated within you, you'll be able to feel it just by focusing on the word and allowing you that feeling to come over you and squeezing those fingers together too. So, you know, you could always continue. You can re-emphasize or build that certainty connection by looking at the word, feeling it, and squeezing the fingers together at the same time. And then even when you're not looking at the word, just squeeze those fingers together, and you'll notice your posture straightens up right away. Boom! That certainty overcomes you. It's just And that is a wonderful energy to be walking in the world in and walking through your life in. Certain. Confident.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
just yum.
So
yum.
Powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. Just very, very powerful. Yeah. So has anyone been together enough to write anything as to how they felt?
let me go check and see if somebody, if anybody else has written. It's like I'm still like, and I was so hot, you know, like during that process, Amy, I was so hot. Because remember how before I was cold? I had to turn off my heater and so on and so forth. But then it's like the energy was running and I was really hot. So I really feel the energy flowing. So it was wonderful.
Yeah, I felt tremendous energy flowing through my body. It was like my legs were all tingling. It was like the stream was flowing, you know, around and through everything. And it was just amazing.
Yeah.
I was very aware of that because it was very strong, very strong.
Yeah. So I have a comment back from Sarah, and she's saying that when she came back, she felt like a rosy glow in her entire room.
Great. Beautiful.
Nice and soft. She says soft and rosy. Nice.
That's beautiful. That's lovely. That is so lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just wonderful, wonderful energy. I mean, I'm grinning. I feel this warm and expansive feeling in me, and I have to think that other people are feeling the same thing. This warm, expansive energy in the solar plexus area, and the smile on your face. I mean, I couldn't get my face to stop smiling now if I tried. It's just like in this permanent smile, you know.
Yeah, and Claire says, thank you so much. What an awesome call today. Thank you also for asking my question. Helped very much. And then Gabriella says, I feel amazing. I feel strong energy on the back of my head.
Oh, excellent, excellent, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
oh,
we
I love it,
about
I love
so
it.
So much on the call today, so much wisdom, so much energy flowing throughout the call, you know, to be honest, because I kept yawning a lot, so definitely the energy is flowing throughout the call, and so much wisdom, and, you know, it's like sometimes it really is about just being aware of, number one, what are you focusing on, and number two, you know, what is your energy? Is it good, expansive, happy, joyful, or is it not?
Right.
You know, is it expansive or is it not? And
right. Now, I want to share something, too, because I just realized this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I do these calls, they always go so long, and I know that you know that, too.
Yeah.
But what I noticed is it just occurred to me that what happens when I do the calls, I'm not doing a call, per se, with you. I'm opening a portal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we feel the energy so intensely. I literally am opening a portal with the collective from where we are to into source and streaming this energy in. And we are moving all into an alternate, it's like an alternate space, an alternate dimension. And everything's taking place in an alternate dimension, and that's why the time goes so quickly. It's like we're not on our regular time.
Yeah.
It just came to me. I never ever thought about that before, but it very clearly does feel like an opening of a portal when you look at it.
I know, it's like it's almost 3 hours. It doesn't feel like 3 hours.
No,
right?
It doesn't. And the reason why it doesn't is because we're not in the same time dimension. We're not in the normal linear time dimension. We literally we opened a portal and we stepped into a whole different energy and dimension. And everything took place within a different dimension.
Mm-hmm.
We're very multidimensional. We have the capability of experiencing many different dimensions. We usually don't, but we have the capability of it.
Absolutely.
It's very similar to what happens during the MMRs. The MMRs are 90 minutes, and it's 90 minutes of intensive energy coming through a portal that brings everybody into other dimensions so that they're able to experience more of their multi-dimensional self. And that's where the magic happens. It's the difference between, well, no, I don't even want to go there because that's making it too small. So I'll just leave it where it was.
Beautiful,
that's
yeah. And I just want to remind everybody, too, about the special offer on the live page, and it'll be in the replay email and the replay page shortly. It's also available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Amy11. So please do take a look at that.
Yes, I invite you to definitely look at that. I invite you to dive in, and I invite you to feel the energies there of each program as you read about it. And then I invite you to go and dive in with the package. I really do. It's a great, great value, and I totally encourage you to go for it.
Wonderful. Thank you. So much fun, Amy, like always. And I loved the questions that we had from both on the Q&A and from the live callers. And thank you so much for being with us here today and just co-creating this space. And just wasn't the energy just so beautiful, right? The energy was just so beautiful. And the wisdom and the insights and just the information, really relevant and useful, especially now, you know. So, thank you. So, thank you, Amy, and thank you, the collective, as well, right?
Yes, yes, always. And thank you, everybody, for being here. And thank you, Shefali, so much for having me. I love this. Just love it.
Me too. Thank you, everyone. And I'm so grateful for all of you for being here with us at this time. And until tomorrow, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. See you then. Bye for now.